Let's learn together a piece of Yismach Yisrael for Parshas Naso. I'd like to learn together the piece in the back of the Sefer in the Ma'oran Shel Yisrael section. There's one piece on Parshas Naso, and it appears on page Chaf Aleph and page Chaf Beis. Shemati mikvod kedushas maran admor zatzal zechus yagen alenu b'leil Shabbos Kodesh Naso Tafresh Nun Vav in the year 1896. On a leil Shabbos Kodesh, the following was explained. La'acher su'udasa d'chakot tapuchin kadishin, which is, of course, the Kabbalistic reference to the Friday night meal. He explained the following, and you'll see at the end we connect it to actually one of the Zmiros that is recited by many before reciting Kiddush Friday night. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimur Naso Esrosh B'nei Gershon Gamheim Leves Avosam Lemishpachosam. The pasuk at the very beginning of Parshas Naso, and he explains as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu Hayaklalus, top of page Chaf Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu was the all-encompassing Nishmos Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the all-encompassing soul of the Jewish people. Kedi Isa b'Mechilta, like the Mechilta comments, the Medrash Halacha and Shmos, v'kvar haya Rebbe Yoshe v'Doresh, one time Rebbe was sitting and he was expounding, sheyol de'isha samach ribo v'chulu. The Medrash says, very strange statement, that one time a woman gave birth to 600,000. And the Medrash says, who could that be? What could that possibly be a reference to? We've heard about women giving birth to six children in Mitzrayim. How do you give birth to 600,000 at once? So the Medrash answers, "Kishyal diyocheveres Moshe." When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Moshe was shakul keneged kol ha'olam kulo. Moshe was equated with literally the entire world, but that meant the entire Klal Yisrael. And the number that we more often than not associate with the Jewish people is 600,000, shishim ribo. V'kasher kol Yisrael ba'achdes u'mikusharim ha'gedolim im'ketanim. When Klal Yisrael works as a unit, when Klal Yisrael comes together, when the Gedolim are connected to the Ketanim and vice versa, and specifically he starts off by explaining how the Ketanim, when they surrender themselves, when they mavatal themselves to those who are bigger than them, so then the Gedolim have the ability to lift up the Ketanim to great heights. And that's what it means. V'zeh perish, noso es rosh b'nei Gershon. Moshe Rabbeinu, you, the all-encompassing soul, you're being commanded to lift up the heads of the Bnei Gershon. Who are the Bnei Gershon? L'halos gam osam shenis garshu mihistapeach benachlas Hashem. To lift up those who have been exiled, so to speak, this garshu, those who have been driven away, have been cut off from attaching themselves to the portion that is Hashem's portion. V'zeu mikoach gamheim, says the pasuk again, naso esrosh Bnei Gershon. Lift up the heads of those who have been cast aside, and how does one do? What is Gamheim? Bishvil shemargishim atzmam litfei lo ikar. When one sees oneself as Gam, as a so, it's a sense of humility that allows one to attach oneself to one who is bigger than oneself. Vayidei zeh, by being Gam, being an ikar, but being a tafel, al yidei zehim kulam yachad, then they become united with those who are, again, above them, umikoach zeh tale osam, and then they have the ability to be lifted up. And he gives us a very beautiful explanation of a klal that we find in Shas, which is, esim v'gamim ribuyin. Whenever you have the word es, or gam, it comes to include something. Haremez, demisha mach, is based on a Yerushalmi in Brachos, he says. Haremez, demisha machzik es atzmo letofel. Es, when I see myself as es, with, or gam, also. In other words, when one sees oneself as what? As tofel. As the Gemara darshins in Erev and Davdal Amud Beis, on the Pasuk in Vayikra Tesvav, Es Bisaro, Hatofel Libisaro. Es means that which is secondary. But the Gemara is telling us that Es comes Larabos, which means that when you see yourself as secondary, when you act with humility and subservience and bittul, so then you become what? Reboy. Then you become big. Then you become attached. Al Yedei Kein Heim Ribuyin. When one sees oneself as humble and small, that's how one becomes truly big. V'chein ach and v'rak in mi'utin. But says Chazal, ach and rak are mama'it, come to limit. Because when a person says ach, rak, me and only me, when one becomes self-absorbed and thinks that they're so great, in fact it makes them quite small. D'misha machik atzmo le'ikar, b'choshro ani va'afsi, when one thinks that I am the one who is primary, and it's me and no one else, my way or the highway. Al yedeza mi'utinheim, that actually makes one very small. So therefore, let's go back and make sure we can string together the whole pasuk. Naso es rosh b'nei Gershon. We want to lift up the heads of those who feel disconnected, gam heim, it's through that humility that they become attached to those who are bigger than them and become lifted up through that attachment and that achdus, that yichud that's being formed with the gedolim, leves avosam. He explains leves avosam mikoach yichus avos sheyesh lahem, o yomer mikoach hanakuda hapnimis sheyesh b'chol echad ve'echad chelak Yaakov avinu al v'shalom shelo yachol lifkom osa. Beis avosa means as distant and as disconnected as one might be in one's current state, but I come from the avos. Or maybe said differently, he says, I have an akuda pnimis, I have a chelak elokam yimal inside of me. I have a divine spark that's not able to be pugum, that's not able to be damaged. O efshur leves avosam, maybe beis avosam, avos is a lashon of what? He says is an inyan of ratzon. Quotes the pasuk in Sefer Shoftim by Pilegesh Begiva, in Shoftim Perek Yud Tes, v'lo avu, that they did not desire or want. We have other examples even in Chumash, not only in the Navi. In Tehillim we find that expression, that la'avot with an aleph beis could be a lashon of wanting or desiring, ratzon. So leves avosam, it's again, it's through this ratzon to attach themselves that they're actually able to be lifted up. Kamosha perash Rebbe mi Lublin zatzal. Here's how the Rebbe of Lublin put together the whole inyan that's being expressed here. Again, Hashem is speaking to Moshe, telling him to count the family of Gershon, but bepnimius, what it means is the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva leMoshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are the all-encompassing soul. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe as the leader of Klal Yisrael. Sheyala osam sheyesh lehem ratzon la'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Lift up those who have a ratzon to be close to Hashem, to be connected to Hashem. Ve'einim yacholim lahotzias ratzonim mikoach elapoel. But they're living in a state where their ratzon is not able to become the reality, that they want it, but they're not able to actualize it. So we need the assistance of those who are bigger to show the way, the Moshe Rabbeinus of the world. For a variety of reasons, they're just simply not able to achieve their desired goals. So help them, lahafik ratzon matov. Help them to bring out, to actualize that ratzon tov. By attaching oneself to Moshe, and again, I assume that means any tzaddik emes, to any gadol, yitosef aleihem koach lasos chel b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. That will give them the added strength that's needed for them to achieve an avodas Hashem. We have a concept in Hasidus and Kabbalah of an ibur neshama, which means that sometimes a person is given the temporary loan, so to speak, of a greater soul than their own, in order to give them the strength to carry out a particular task in avodas Hashem. So to speak, when one attaches oneself to the tzaddik lends some of his soulfulness to you and allows you to achieve your goal. So again, attach yourself. Moshe is being told, Moshe, allow yourself, make yourself accessible to those who are smaller than you. Those who are smaller have to be mevatel themselves to you. And by doing so, you'll be able to give them the added strength that they need in order to achieve their goals in avodas Hashem. Ukemosha gedolim ma'alim esekatanim. But realize that the flow of energy goes in both directions. Just like the gedolim lift up the katanim, kein tzarech chol adnam bizman shu madrega gavah lalos kol azmanam shehem madrega namucha shvela. Before we get to that point, I jump back in. Before we get to the point of the inverse flow of the katanim helping the gedolim, he says not only is it true within people, but it's true within time. That we have to use the big to carry us through the small times, through the times of katnos hamochin. Just like the gedolim lift up the katanim, so too a person needs to use a zman, where he feels that he's holding by a high madrega. One needs to use that la'alos kol azmanim shem madrega nemuchu shvela, to lift up and to give chizuk to the times that are lowly or weak. Lahachi yom Shabbos kodesh. So of course the day of the week that does this for the entire week is Shabbos. Shabbos is the gadol. Shabbos is the strongest part of the week, and it's mechazik the entire week. The oz kol adam ola b'mayla. On Shabbos, everyone feels lifted up. Chazal tells us that's true, not only as a hashkafic idea, but it's a halachic idea as well. That an Am Haaretz, who's usually not trusted in his separation of Trumos and Maestros, we would accept the produce of an Am Haaretz on Shabbos, and we would assume that if he tells us that it is up to par in terms of the standards of kashrus, we could trust him. And the reason the Gemara says so is because Eimas Shabbos Alav. That the Am Haaretz, who's not usually so sensitive when it comes to, again, separating Trumos and Maestros, but when the fear of Shabbos is upon him, we can trust his produce as being properly tithed. So again, Shabbos Kodesh is a time where everyone is elevated. Everyone is lifted up. So the 6 days of the week are greatly enhanced by the lifting up of the gadol of the week, the Shabbos. So he says an amazing insight. Therefore, be Kabbalah Shabbos, we recite Shisha Mizmorei Tehillim keneged Sheishes Yemei HaMa'aseh Shavru. The six prakim of Tehillim that we recite as part of Kabbalah Shabbos correspond to the 6 days of the week as a reminder that what? By attaching the 6 days of the week to Shabbos, Shabbos is able to give chizuk and give energy to all 6 of those days. Ulechlol osam hayom b'kedusha Shabbos shi'alu imo. By attaching them, they're able to be included in Shabbos and lifted up by the Shabbos, by the sanctity of the Shabbos. Ukamo shatzura maila esachomer, kena yedeya Shabbos nesalu sheshesh yemei ha'maaseh. Just like the tzura, just like the more elevated form of something is able to take just the raw material and to make it into something nice and something purposeful, so too Shabbos, so to speak, justifies and gives meaning and purpose to the 6 days of the week. V'chein al yedei hischabris gedolei erech emektanim, yalu gam emektanim. So in the same way that a gadol has the ability to lift up a katan, Shabbos has the ability to lift up the sheishas yemei hamaseh. V'hu nikra yehudi shalim al yedei sheyesh ledavar katan aliyah b'shvil gadol. And when the gadol, you see, the gadol has to take achrayas for the katan, because the gadol is not truly a gadol if he doesn't take achrayas for the katan. What does that mean? He's going to explain. If you want to be a Yehudi Shalim, if you want to be a complete Jew, so then we have to not only have the elevated moments of our lives, we have to find a way to include, so to speak, the whole of our lives, all the details of our lives, the small moments of our lives as well. And therefore, kamoshi efshar lios ever katan b'li gadol, just like a hand without a head or a heart is going to be completely insufficient. Obviously, you need the vital organs. But the reverse is also true. Kein afilu ever gadol b'li a katan mimenu. The same thing is true if an ever gadol is missing an ever katan. Right? A person who has a head and a great mind and a healthy heart, but is missing a leg, still feels a sense that I'm not shalim, and rightfully so. Even though the head is the most significant of the various parts of the body, but you could have the most brilliant brain if it's not attached to a body. If you have a severed head, God forbid, and it's not attached to the lower limbs, the lower extremities, so then it's basically becomes useless. And therefore, the flow goes again in both directions. The gadol needs the katan, and the katan needs the gadol. Kein ma'amish kol Yisrael hu kamo guf echad. And this is why when we talk about achdus and a unified klal Yisrael, it's so critical, because no one can achieve shleimus without each other. V'tzrichim lios kulam ba'achdus achas, v'al yedei kein mekablim chiyus zem yizeh lios chayim v'kayamim v'oz Hashem Yisbarach malkam. And by coming together in this way, by unifying in this way, so then they give life to one another, they energize one another, they give fullness, completion to one another, and life becomes sustainable, and as such, spiritual life becomes enhanced, and Hashem is willing, as Klal Yisrael unite themselves, to be our king. As it says in Devarim Perek Lamed Gimel, Vayihi Bishurin Melech Bihisasev Rashi Am Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. If you want Hashem to be the Melech over Yishurin, so then we need to what? Then we need to all come together. The Svarim even bring a remez that Yishurin, I believe it's spelled in the Torah without the Vavs, Yishurin is Rashi Tevos Yesh Shishim Riboy Neshamos. There are 600,000 Jewish souls. So it's a dafka when there are 600,000 united Jewish souls, Bis'asev Rashi Am, when the Rosh and the Am, so to speak, the head and the lower parts of the body unite, Yachad Shifti Yisrael, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can be your Melech. And that's exactly what Rashi says on that Pasuk. Bisasfam yachar baguda achas v'shalom b'nerim hu malkam. When there's an aguda achas, when there's a binding together of Klal Yisrael, and there's shalom amongst Klal Yisrael, then Hashem says, then I can be the king over a unified people. V'lo kishiyesh machlokas b'nerim, but not, God forbid, when there's machlokas amongst Klal Yisrael, ad kan lishono. Those are the words of the Holy Rashi. Or, as we find in Devarim Perak Dalet, v'atem ha'dveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kul chamayom. When you cling to Hashem, and again, when we attach ourselves, when we unify, when we have our common ground, which is what? Which is that all of us are bottled to the greatest gadol, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Chaim Kulchem Hayom. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants life to us and chooses to, so to speak, declare himself our king. And this is what it means in the Zemar. I mentioned at the beginning that many recite Friday night, the Zemer of a Zamer B'Shvachim. And one of the lines, one of the stanzas in that tefillah, in that beautiful Zemer, is B'chamra go kasa u'madone asa la'arus va'arusa li'itakva chalashin. What do the words literally mean? B'chamra go kasa, with cups of wine, u'madone asa, and bundles of hadasim, la'arus va'arusa, for the chasen and kala, li'itakva chalashin, to strengthen the weak. One of my favorite lines of actually the Zamer B'Shvachim. So here's what it means according to the Yismach Yisrael. He says, Chamr go kasa, with cups of wine, with goblets of wine, Elu Yisrael. The wine is a reference to Klal Yisrael, as we find in the Gemara in Chulin, several explanations of a pasuk. What is Geffen referred to? Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, Geffen Elu Yisrael. V'cheinu Omer Geffen Mimitzrayim Tasia. Or, like it says elsewhere in Tehillim, Ufakod Geffen Zos. So Geffen is sometimes a code word for Klal Yisrael. So B'chamr go kasa, when Klal Yisrael come together, Madane Asa. The next line of the tefillah is Madane of the Zemer, is Madane Asa, with bundles of myrtle, with hadasim. Why dafka myrtle? Myrtle represents, the hadasim represent in the Dalet meaning the lowest of Jews, and Madane Asa means bundled together. So therefore, Romez ala hadas, shemitzu la'agdim shar minim, the hadasim which are tied together with the other minim to give them a place. That a person should know that if I attach myself, if I see someone else as being bigger than me and I want to attach to them, then that's going to actually enhance both of our lives. So again, so in Klal Yisrael, which is the Chamr Go Kasa, act like the Madane Asa when we attach ourselves to each other, to one another, La'arus va'arusa, like the Chasen and Kala, Zayichud, coming together in the most intimate of ways, the deepest of ways, strongest connection. So you know what that does? Says the Tefillah, says the Zemer, Li'itakva chalashin. V'zeh garmim li'itakva chalashin. This causes, this allows, for the strengthening of the weak. Hainu afilu ha'chalashim, even the B'nai Gershon. As again, so many Svarim darshan this way. The B'nai Gershon are those who are nizgarshu, those who are pushed aside, the weaklings, but by attaching themselves to those who are bigger than themselves, then they're able to get the strength that they need. Afilu ha'chalashim b'avodas Hashem, yis'alu v'yischazku, hein b'guf, hein b'nefesh. But again, realize that it flows in both directions. That just like the limbs obviously need the vital organs also need the limbs to be complete. This is the nature of the Gedolim and Ketanim of Klal Yisrael. This is the relationship between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. And again, Bein Adam La'atzmo, this is how we try to take from the strong times of our life and to be mechazik the weaker times, to make sure that we're able to constantly serve Hashem to the best of our ability. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.